down. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast, the official podcast of the number one social co-ed touch football league in history. With your host, Joe Kay, Emily Schilling, Jeff Kroll, and occasional and random appearances by the Lord himself, Topper. Not to mention, we'll have our random guests, new and old, from the TSL community. Who do we have this week? Let's go find out.
He should be at this point.
He's been a loser to me ever since he fed Dave gin shots, and then Dave was hungover for my grandmother's funeral. So that's partially Dave's fault, though.
The best part about that is that you have no idea that you're talking shit, and it's already recorded.
No! Dave already
And with
knows.
That, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to week two of the TSL podcast. I am your host, Joe K, coming to you recorded from the Rose Garden, the back alley. I don't even know what the hell this place is called, but apparently they lock it at night, like even there, so they just don't trust people to be in here. But here we are.
Valid.
We got blown off by a lot of people today. Ricky Recchio is the person Sarah was talking shit about as soon as it happened, and then Jeff Kroll was here just to tell us that he wouldn't be here because he was doing a fantasy football draft, and he's going to Phoenix so he can scout future locations for TSL Phoenix. But as always, I don't know if I said this already, I'm your host, Joe K. I am joined by Emily 2.0.
Hey.
Hi, Emily. And then, of course, George is here because George is always here when Emily's here, but it works out really well for me because I need somebody who was here at the fields because guess what?
Ricky bailed, so...
Wait, was Ricky really at the fields?
Yes, he was. He was going to call out everybody, so now I get to call out him. Okay. I can't wait to do it eventually.
And I lived on the field.
Yeah, George played six games, I'm pretty sure. He's like male Steph.
Hey now.
I love it. But the other voice you're not used to, longtime listeners of the show might remember that melodic voice, but the original Bachelorette is making her return after Lenny Alba did his best to ruin her life. Yeah. Sarah Hunt is back.
Here I am.
How long has it been?
How many years later?
Seriously, that's what I'm asking you. I have no concept of time, but Lenny was alive.
Oh my gosh, it was
so
probably like
2016, 2017?
2016, 2017. Probably like 2017, yeah.
Did you swear off podcasts at all times ever since then?
No. I listened to a lot of podcasts.
Did you really?
I haven't quite gotten the courage yet to be on a podcast, but here I am ripping off the Band-Aid.
So why are they murder mysteries?
What?
Are they murder mysteries?
Of course they are. I'm just the token female. I listen to true crime and I do all the
what
things that females. Yeah,
I love that.
Holding so, Starbucks.
So what right. took you so long to come back?
I don't know, asked. Joe. What took me so long?
I have my assumptions, but I would love to hear it from
What's
you.
Your assumption?
Lenny ruined your life. It was a traumatic experience, and you never wanted to be on a podcast again.
No way. Lenny was like one of the best things that ever happened.
You're not telling.
Because
you're preaching to the choir with that one.
You know, he had Emily ask me to be here, and then I did that whole Bachelorette thing, and yes, it crashed and burned, but it's all good now.
But at the end of the day,
I've had a great time.
I was going to say, like,
yeah.
It was, you got people making your macaroni art and shit. That was,
yeah, that,
I can't believe it.
I still see that picture sometimes. Like, that picture is still on my phone.
It's
of
amazing.
The me holding the macaroni art, and every once in a while when I'm going through my, like, camera roll, I'll be like, wow.
My favorite
that
part
was crazy.
My favorite
that really
part
wasn't
about
a, that wasn't a fever dream.
My favorite part about this conversation is that there's like half the league that's gonna listen to this
and
this podcast
know.
And have no clue what the fuck we're talking about.
I know.
Somebody on the podcast has no clue about this.
Well,
you didn't know this?
You gotta go back to 2017 and learn.
Sarah is the original TSL Bachelorette.
Okay.
So what happened was just a quick recap. Mm-hmm. We took 15 eligible bachelors.
Yeah.
And when we used to do the podcast in Jimmy's studio, we had the three bachelors sit out front, and Sarah was in the other room, so she couldn't see them. And we basically played the dating game like
five times.
It was
so
hilarious.
So this is what we did in the off season. So every time she would pick a winner out of the three dudes, and they would move on to the what would be the next. You know, we were gonna have like
it
Lenny
was like,
had like events and shit going on.
All the rounds were happening in the podcast, and I would pick a guy each round. And then after so many weeks, we were going to be at the fields playing a game. And then I was actually going to like hand out roses, and there's going to be ceremonies. And then
Well, that's not true because we did get so we got to like the five
yeah.
finalists.
Yeah.
And they were obviously battling for Sarah's heart, and we did a bunch of things. There was like one round where we had to whoever made the best margarita, somebody
yes.
got eliminated. There was a macaroni art contest.
Mm-hmm.
There was one other thing, and I can't remember what it was. Because there was two guys left, right?
It didn't
no, there was
hurt.
More than two.
Mm-hmm. Who was left at the end?
There was like,
oh, maybe
there was Newman, I think, Garrett, Baccio. Wow.
He was eliminated right?
Well,
he didn't move on.
No, maybe not. I just remember how it all ended kind of now. That's really the...
Right. Everybody remembers that.
Yeah.
Except for the people who don't need to know because nobody wants to.
It's
It ended in tears. But it was, no, because it was down to
Isn't
two people.
Isn't that how
right?
that show always ends, though?
No, I honestly don't remember now. I think there was more than two people. Because there was going to be a rose ceremony, and then there was going to be, like, something else.
Oh, I think Lenny was a different battle after that.
Yeah.
But I just remember you were going to pick somebody, and then they basically left the day of the show. Which, it was horrible and tragic and all that stuff. I'm sure you don't want to relive that, but... At least
based
right
on a rumor
thing.
Started by a certain person who didn't get chosen.
Ooh, drama. So. You just let it out. You can say it now. It's 5 years ago.
I mean.
So go for it.
Are they still in
the league? Okay. Yeah.
Nobody
both
cares.
Are.
Don't worry about it. What was the rumor?
So
it's Garrett.
No, nobody listened
Garrett.
To this
No,
podcast.
Garrett didn't start the rumor, but Garrett was a part of the rumor.
Fucking Garrett.
Baccio started a rumor because me, Garrett, and Emily went out to dinner after we all went to a trampoline park one time me and Garrett were.
On an unsanctioned date, by the way.
Yeah, apparently.
Lenny's
so then,
still mad at you.
So then other people...
There was a contract.
Thought...
There were multiple contracts signed.
That they needed to do whatever they were going to do because they thought I was doing things I wasn't doing.
So. It sounds exactly like the Bachelorette show.
Yeah. It's tremendous.
It's kind of crazy how it really did turn into...
Other than Lenny ruining a poor girl's life, which apparently things worked out.
No.
But at the time, we thought Lenny ruined a poor girl's
life. I never would
we thought like, we'd, at one point,
be
we thought
playing
we'd never
in this
see
league.
You. Yeah, we thought we'd never see you again.
Oh, geez.
We didn't, well,
Do you really
I'm
think I'm that weak?
At the time, I didn't know. No, yeah, you're good. But back then, it was great fucking around with Lenny. Like, Lenny, you ruined somebody's life. He's a joke. I did not do that.
Oh, my gosh.
You didn't think I was
Lenny
gonna
was
Lenny
started,
crazy.
After that, I would get mail with, like, drawings and stuff randomly. And, like, Lenny would be, like, taking me out to lunch. And then we were going to go and throw snowballs at one of the mean bachelor's house. It was like, oh, my God, that was the greatest day.
He's the best. Yeah. You actually went and threw snowballs?
We didn't because we couldn't get the address in time, but we were going to.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah. We were going to. And I would get, I'd get like stick figure art all the time. Just randomly.
You don't just classify it as stick figure art. It was just art, damn it.
True.
I really hope you start getting art now again because of this podcast now.
Right. Yeah. Everybody, if you want to draw stick figure art for Sarah, we're not going to give your address out, I don't think. But anyway. But I mean,
well, you know where I'll be on Saturdays, so.
Technically, the league found you love or something, right?
Like, yeah.
It kind of worked.
It did.
Just a suitor that we didn't know about.
Right. One who was too shy, apparently, to go through the dating game, but.
Did he even consider it? Like, was he around for that?
I suppose. He always hates when I tell this story because I met him, like, millions of times. And
he just wasn't very
he
memorable.
He never remembered meeting me.
Oh, the other way.
And then, I remember the one time that he, messaged me on Facebook and was like, I saw you at the beach. I didn't get your number. And I was like, bro, I've been on your boat. I've met you so many times. And he was like, well, yeah, I know. But whatever. It all worked out in the end.
Well, yeah, I know.
Well, he didn't
smooth,
know, but...
Very smooth.
Hey,
I choked on my hand.
No, Dave will say that's not the story, and I'm like, that's the story.
There's no way in my mind it's not the story. I would believe you over him 99
out
of 99 times.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. So, yeah, we had a great day of football, or so I hear, because, again, I was missing most of the day. But football happened.
Great shirt.
Oh, yeah, my shirt was awesome. My Nintendo game shirt and my Orange Cassidy shirt. Yeah, I was dressed well, I guess. But, yeah, I had to miss stuff, which was a bummer. I wasn't even supposed to show up at all. I was supposed to be in Denver, so at least I got to catch the end of the day. But it looked like it was another hot one out there, and people were definitely dehydrated and miserable. Is that accurate?
That was very accurate.
Yeah? Yeah, George, you played six games.
Very, very
five accurate. Games? Six games?
I don't remember most of the last game.
I saw you the last game. You were dying. And I was like, this is not good for him. At one point, I almost considered going in to play the game. And I was like, well, that's illegal. I can't do that. But
I actually told Derek Pugh on the sideline I couldn't register what my receivers were and all of my girls. It was just all girls.
Yep.
I was throwing to males, and I'm like, oh, wait. They're
Hold
not on
my
team.
Wait. Blue is not green. Yeah. Or tie-dye for Katie Swanson, but that's fine. There we go. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Sorry. I was reading messages from Travis. Just more sub list drama going on. Probably. I don't know.
Really?
I didn't really explain. No, people are the worst. People don't understand
how can there be so much drama with a sub list?
Because people don't like to do things like read, and the ones that do don't like to follow the rules that you read sometimes. So people still don't understand that, hey, I can't believe my whole team's not showing up. And like, I guess according to Jeff, in the 5 minutes he was here, he said people had another day of, well, we didn't have X amount of players on our team show up. Can you get somebody for us last minute?
Yeah.
And it's like, the whole point is to not have to do this.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why, like, when that happens to people, they get, they're supposed to get stuck with, like, a me who's not going to do anything, you know, like, big. It's not like they're going to put, like, a George out there.
Or a me. Know, that's why I always get asked at the field.
Or a me. What up, league average? I'm with you. But I get it. So, yeah, people, control your teams. This is coming from me, who is consistently run out of players many, many times where they just magically don't show up. So I get it. Like, maybe that's why I'm more empathetic to it, because I understand that no matter how hard you try as a captain, sometimes people will tell you to your face, hey, I'll be there, no problem, can't wait to see you, and then they just magically vanish.
Ricky
like
Recchio.
I was going to say, like Ricky Recchio on a podcast, yeah. But it is what it is. But Breakfast Club started, our first ever games in the fall for Breakfast Club, which I'm pretty excited about. Em, you going to read the scores, or are we going to make Sarah do it?
Let's make Sarah do it today.
Ooh. Let's go, Sarah. Read those scores.
Okay. So, Breakfast Club, 9 a.m. games. BDSM, 47. The Special K's, 22. Amber Alert, 48. The Messy Jessie's, 16. Steph Infection, 44. And Genocide, 33.
Okay, real quick. These names are fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're the best yet.
These are some really good names.
Yeah.
I only had a hand in, I think, most of them, but seriously.
But Amber probably picked hers.
Amber picked Amber Alert.
She's pretty creative.
No,
that
Amber nailed Amber Alert, yeah. And I was like,
Did Jesse pick hers? Because she's very happy
that's
about
me.
It.
Okay. That was me. I was
she was very happy about
it. Steph was going to change hers, and I'm like, no, Steph Infection is some of my best work.
Honestly, every single one is good.
Becca, I think Becca had BDSM lined up last year and didn't do it, and Jenna didn't want to do Genocide for, like, I don't know. I understand it, but apparently here we are anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah,
she
so.
She came, she did it.
So, George, you play in Breakfast Club, right?
Yes.
Which team do you play for?
Messy Jessies.
How did it go?
Well, we didn't have a quarterback until, I think, the day before, and it ended up being Topper.
Yes, so you still didn't have a quarterback.
We had a quarterback.
We had a man.
Topper's a quarterback, like, 60% of the time, 70% of the time. Is that generous? I mean...
That's fair.
We have...
I feel like he has...
That wind-up
strokes
like
of
no
genius
other.
Sometimes.
He had a couple plays where it's like, wow, he might still have it.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is that now he winds up on first down and then can't throw it until second.
Tell us how you really feel.
But anyway, I hit a bucket. Mistakes happen. But no, please tell me about your game, because, again, I saw nothing.
We have a bunch of people on our team, though. We have to – it's a teaching experience.
A learning experience. I love these ones.
It's going to take a couple games, but we do have athletes on our team, so I feel like when we start to figure things out, we're going to have a very good team, and we need people to show up.
Do you know everybody's name yet?
No, that's not funny. At all.
Well, your quarterback's Easton, so like I know he's going to be there. He just wasn't there for the same reason I wasn't there.
We have Rachel Parker. We have Jesse. So we have two solid girls. We have two girls that are learning still. They seem to be – they're going to pick it up quick.
Mm-hmm.
They do play in the league, so it's not like they're not going to be getting practice.
Correct.
And then we have a couple guys, I think this is their first session.
Yeah, definitely.
So they're learning as they go, but it's – they're athletic. They're going to work out.
Sure. It's all about, I mean, again, we've said this a million times. You can take somebody who has 20 years of experience over somebody who's 20 years old and fast as shit, and the experience will beat you every time. So being an athlete is just step one, but learning the game, not even just like the game, because people can know football, but learning like the TSL game is huge.
It's completely different.
Anything stand out for you in the actual game, or just like misery for you?
Nothing really stood out. It was kind of one of those games where everyone was just having a good time because it was just two teams. It was like there was no people that were annoying or anything. It was just good people playing football, and we all had fun.
Well, you did say to me after the game, Amber's team is stacked.
Well, that's unfair.
That is a thing.
We talked about this before. Like when we were sitting there in the draft, I remember being with Kroll, and Travis was there too, but he was like half drafting for Amber. Amber had the last pick in the first round, but all the girls beforehand took dudes and quarterbacks, and then Amber's like, cool, I'm going to take the two best girls, and arguably, I don't even think it's arguable, Amber is the best girl captain, like, talent-wise.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think I'm going too far out of a limb to say that. She's really good.
It's arguable.
And she's got some experience under her belt.
Jessie's really good.
Jessie is really good.
But
I would say Jessie's
got more experience, which I think makes her a little bit better.
Right.
Yeah.
Jesse's great.
I like that.
Jesse's also been in the league a long time. People don't remember that because they just focus on Keita.
I'm sure I've seen her.
She's a very stick, scarecrow-like woman.
Oh.
Yes,
I do know who she is. I do know who she is.
I love that stick scarecrow work. And I hope
she looked like she got hurt on Saturday. I looked over and she had like bloody mouth or something. No,
just kidding.
Listen, I am the queen of resting bitch face. Like I think she her mouth was bleeding. That is not resting.
Amber did take a punch on Saturday.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's yeah, she did. She was bleeding.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, look at the
D1.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, hey.
But you're not lying. So Amber Alert immediately has arguably the top three girls in the league, maybe at least three of the top four. Yep. But that's an incredible advantage in Breakfast Club. So.
It was very hard to do matchups.
I don't even think you can at that point. Like, you just kind of hope for the best there.
Baker was our quarterback, and he was throwing to wide open people.
Well, especially if Amber has people who have experience on the team, and you guys have newer. It's hard to match up with experience.
It's funny, because I guess one of the teams was missing girls or something, so Amber didn't even play for her own team.
Really?
Yeah, she subbed in for the team
that was playing against my team, because I was talking to my one guy at work, Patrick, that I got to play on the team. Play in the TSL, so he's new. He's played football before. He plays flag and stuff, but this is still new to him.
Amber didn't score on me on the first drive before she left the game, so it's fine.
He said, he's like, all right, cool. This girl's going to catch a ball in front of me. We'll be okay. And he's like, she just like OBJ juked me out of my knees. I felt my ACL sprain. And I just was like, okay, this is how football works here. Awesome.
Yeah,
and he's just all in on it. And Amber just got him good.
She's amazing at whip routes. And then she did it on me in the goal line and then left the game. I was like, cool, this is awesome. She left. And then they just continued to score. And I was like, oh, this is bad.
I always love when the guys underestimate the girls. And the girls like do something great. And you're like, yeah.
I mean, I've said it before on the podcast, but it's arguably my favorite thing about running the gender team. Like, is just people are like, oh, we're just playing a bunch of girls. This shouldn't be a problem. And then they get smoked. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's just with, like, me throwing on our team. You know, like, George, it's basically half your team at this point anyway. You've played almost as many games as I have over the years. But
and Tommy Hughes.
It's still great. Yeah, exactly. And Jeff Eason played the whole first season. Believe me, we've had a lot of quarterbacks. But it's just so much fun. And, like, it's one thing, like, if you go get dusted by, like, when the Angels were in their prime or even, the stunts can kill you. But it's like, yeah, even, like, oh, you're going to call out a lesser gender team and they're still going to smoke your ass and it's awesome.
And then Maddie walks on the field and has four interceptions.
Did she have four?
No, she had two. This is not the time
for this game. We'll talk about that in a little bit, I guess, right?
Maddie's good.
She's real fucking good.
I don't know who that is either.
Maddie Norton?
She's newer. She's like a Daryl Fine. Daryl Fine found her and got her in the league and then...
Yeah. Daryl?
Daryl finds girls at, like, the bars.
At the bar, okay.
I don't know. He definitely didn't find
her. He has, like, football tryouts out on the cobblestone. He's like, if you can play on the cobblestone, you can play in the TSL.
There's no way. Actually, that might be true.
Yeah.
The cobblestone is slightly less bumpy than the fields lately. So,
true. There aren't as many hills. Oh, my gosh.
Jokes aside. But, yeah, so Daryl brought her in the league, and she's just been, like, dusting people since. It's pretty good.
Gotta stick around and watch more games. Apparently, that's what I'm learning today.
She jukes people out really well.
Where are all these, like, Caitlin Masons and all the girls that are just, like, juking everybody out?
Caitlin plays
on
Buffalo Vice, and she's juking people in D2.
Last season.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah,
Garrett broke his ankles.
Buffalo Vice didn't play the first week.
Right.
And I remember seeing them.
She didn't play this week. I didn't see her this week.
Caitlin's one of my favorite people in the world. I don't get to
number one girl in the league.
It's fun to watch.
It sucks for the girls because Vice split, and that's the only way she would have, like, left us. I want to pretend anyway.
Right.
And, like, you would just take, like, a 3-yard pitch to her, and she would just break so many ankles and just score. And I'm like, this is my favorite human. And then she's just so cool about it, too. She's just hilarious.
I love when she gets an interception and takes it all the way down the freaking field.
Yes, it's amazing. And it's... Leaves three people just bleeding in her.
Yeah, right.
When you can just run a reverse with a girl in a touch football game and she just runs 45 yards. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Spectacular. So BDSM took on Special K's, got their win. I'm really happy for Becca with that because, I mean, she struggled last year, but she got her win out of the way real early.
I do want to say props to Steve. Derek Pugh was saying that he was actually a really fun QB to play with.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Look at you. Already giving Steve Moser fucking... props. I love that.
Yeah.
But Special K, arguably, it's always going to hurt when your first overall pick gets hurt. You know? I mean, it was Jeremy, though, which is probably like the 42nd ranked person on the list, but it was still awesome that, hey, whatever, stick your brother first. It's fine.
He's great.
And then he broke his arm.
Oh, I saw that.
And then he wanted to play with a cast, but we had to be like, no, we can't let people play with casts. Sorry, Emily.
Yeah, so, especially like...
I don't have a cast. I have a brace.
I would let you play, for the record, because I think it would be
amazing.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Oh, I don't want
to. And then, like I said, Steph Infection, my team, took on Genocide, who was missing some girls. So Things went well there. We took the win. It doesn't really matter anymore. Let's just roll on to the 10 o'clock games.
That's you, Sarah.
Oh, that's me again? Okay. 10 o'clock games. Sticky Bandits, 29. Scared Hitless, 22. Frodo Swaggins, 49. Dilfs, 32. The Untouchables, 37. And Buffalo Vice Retro, 19.
There you go. So, Frodo, I mean, let's talk about it. So, you've been playing on Frodo for how long now?
A few seasons, right, for sure. Think since the birth of Frodo Swaggins.
Yeah, I think so. Probably, whenever that was. I joined a couple seasons mm-hmm. after you.
Yeah, I appreciate Garrett continuing to ask me back.
Garrett's a good person, yeah. Regardless of what you might think about him. Not you specifically, but people in general. But he's a sweetheart. But yeah, you guys, like I said, the roster is better than it's ever been, I think it's safe to say.
I think so, but you know, we did move up a division. Do you think we should have been in D1?
Yes. No.
Yes.
It's you're hard. Saying that, but
you're saying that because
so.
You're bitter, but yeah, it's really close. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you add, like I said, somebody like Garrett, well, not Garrett, Garrett is whatever, but I just wanted to hear that and be mad. But you add Sean, who's arguably the best player in the league, and then you add Katie, who's the top female mm-hmm. in the league. Like, it makes your team a lot better.
We also
sure.
added a
and
new guy. Got,
who's the new
really,
guy? Blake.
It's, I think...
Yeah.
No,
oh, yeah, no, Garrett's
guy,
still Blake, too.
They
I know.
Also have Blake.
No, the guy, it's Garrett's friend.
Yeah, Garrett's friend. He played college football somewhere. He was there on Saturday.
You're really making a case for why you shouldn't have moved up, by the way.
Well, I'm just saying he's still getting used to it, for sure. Yeah. Like, he... Yeah. Pretty much like almost broke his foot on the first play because of the hill on a field two. But hey, whatever.
They're so springy.
So we'll see. I was even saying on Saturday, like obviously, like we miss you so much. But it's been fun already this season. I know. Yeah, you can argue. Oh, you stacked your roster, whatever. But the vibes
better than last.
Are
year.
Like mm-hmm. it's we're having a good time. If anything, maybe it's just because
there's someone that's not on the roster anymore.
No, not at all. Like, and you know, Tammy's not here and Nick's not here, so that's kind of sad too.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
But
I miss Tammy.
It's definitely a different team, but it's meshing for whatever reason.
Hey,
feeling it.
Working, right?
Yeah, it's fun. Just, maybe this is our year finally. We won't choke.
Just need Emily to get hurt.
I know, right? Need me to take a step back. It's fine.
That's fine. So when they win the championship, how bad are you gonna feel?
I'm gonna feel great. My team won.
Are you gonna go in and play? So if they make it that far, are you just gonna play? Is
no.
It fuck it.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not messing things up.
You say that.
She'll be career. There waiting with the champagne for
you. You can put me in for one drive, a very lofted ball.
Yeah.
I did
you
something.
Throw it. I mean, you could throw it. You
I
could take Garrett's
it.
Job.
I could throw it.
True.
Yeah, I love it. So the Untouchables took on Buffalo Vice Retro, which is the better version of Vice, allegedly, because it's a D2 game.
But
D2?
They took people, it was D2. But they took people that didn't win a single game last session. So is that...
It's fun, right? Like, yeah, okay, because they basically merged with some of Sleazen season,
yeah.
And but I think it only took like 3 people from it. So whatever, they play with their friends. That's what they want to do.
I saw this game.
Oh, beautiful!
Please the only thing I really it. Saw was just Burr scrambling.
I was gonna
like,
say
the entire time.
Yeah.
Like an older Matty Ice.
Yeah.
No shit. Well, whatever. I mean,
like that,
this is their first game of the season, I'm pretty sure.
That, like, sums up that game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they still won 37-19, so...
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw a couple great catches. I mean, I think Matt had one. I think Ryan had one. But, like, pretty much every time I looked over, I just saw Burr running mm-hmm. back and forth, running
it's
back
kind
and
of,
forth.
It's kind of what his offense is.
Extending the play.
Yeah.
He kind of waits till the defense breaks down and he finds the open person.
Mm-hmm.
He's good at it.
I didn't say it wasn't nice, just said that's what I saw.
Yeah,
but once the faster rushers get to them, it'll be a little bit tougher, of course.
Yeah.
I'm excited to play them.
That'll be fun. That'll be a lot of fun. Is it this week?
I don't know, but...
You gotta be excited like it was.
No, well, I just am excited
no,
whenever week it is.
Throw free ballers play each other this week.
Okay, and then I know we have a second game this week, too. I just don't know who it's against.
Don't look at me. I have no clue. I don't even know when my game is.
I never know. Garrett just
tells
me what
time to show
up.
All I know for sure is that I have a game at 9 o'clock. That's
it.
That's all I ever know. I'll find out Thursday, and then I'll text everybody who's in, and then half of them will be out, and I'll have to scramble. I should be a better captain. Anyway, Sticky Bandits then took on Scared Hitless. They get their first win of the season, 29-22. Jeff was here for a minute. He was just
Scared Hitless is 0-2.
Yeah, they're 0-2. But, I mean, they lost this game by 7 points. Not much to complain about there. And then they lost to you guys, right? The week before, gray hair. So, and did they have everybody last that week?
I believe so.
They
did. They had their usual people.
They were missing Mel this week.
Okay, well, that never helps. So.
Right.
I'm sure she had a jet ski somewhere, so it's fine.
Honestly, just to butt in real quick, last session in the spring, well, I don't want to like interrupt anyone, but I forget what game it was that I was watching. Maybe it was Legends or Eyes Downtown playing whatever team Mel's on. And some guy was covering her, and he came off the field, and his son was there, and he was like literally on all fours, like she's like, oh, Cole Beasley, Cowboy. Like, I can't cover her. And then his son goes, Dad, I told you shouldn't have eaten that cereal this morning. And I was like, that's great.
I believe that was when they played Bobby Stevens.
Oh my gosh.
They called him Cowboy, and he literally crawled
yeah.
off the
Yeah,
field
he did. He was like, I can't cover her. She's like Cole Beasley or something.
That's amazing.
And I was like, that's...
We got to come up with a better comparison since Cole Beasley isn't going to
right
now. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I watched Mel just play Breakfast Club against us last year. Travis is like, all right, I'm going to cover her. And she just, like, juked him out of his
game. Yeah, right.
It was amazing. It's probably why he was, like, hurt for the playoffs, because that's when she broke him. So that was cool. So, like I said, shout out to Sticky for getting their first win. And that's it. Let's roll. There was only three games at 10 o'clock, so let's roll out at 11.
Is this so I do this every time?
Yeah,
you didn't tell me. Okay.
That's your cue. Roll on.
All right. I got it now. 11 o'clock games. Sticky Bandits, 48. Gray Hair Don't Care, 32. Mountain Doomy, 33. Practice Squad, 32. Buffalo Vice, 54. Tide, Spinelli's Plumbing, 54. Blitzkrieg, 37. And Superior Moser Squad, 33.
All right, George. Gray Hair took on Sticky Bandits, and it didn't go as well as you would have liked it to go. Tell me about the game.
We were missing a lot of people. Our captain, our defense, John Vaughn, wasn't there. Not really sure why.
Doesn't matter. Just wasn't there. It's fine.
He wasn't there. We had a few people. We have a new guy who is very athletic and very. He seems like amazing.
Who is he? What's
I'm
his
not
name?
Sure. What his, I'm not sure what his name is. I never even got his name. We
You're
literally
a
played last
teammate.
Week. I know. We played last week, and then I had multiple games last week too. Yeah. And
take 2 seconds to be like, "Hey, my name's George. What's yours?"
I did shake his hand at one point.
And didn't get his name.
No, we were missing a lot of people. I mean, Dave Eichhoff was playing defense. Jay-Z tried covering Adrian. Didn't go well.
Ooh, yeah, that's not going to go
well. Sticky scored really fast, and we kind of battled back until the last two drives. I dropped the easiest interception of my life that could have tied the game, and I didn't, and they scored, and that's kind of that. Be honest.
That'll do it. I mean, again.
Jay-Z, I was told by Kroll that I need to point this out, that Jay-Z was very aggressive towards Andrew. Jay-Z made a very spectacular one-handed catch and then turned around and started screaming at Andrew about how bad he is.
Did he get a flag for it?
No, he did not.
Damn, that would have been funny.
But,
I would have laughed a lot.
Yeah, that happened.
Okay, that's fine.
Jay-Z is my teammate, so I'm on his side.
Understandably so. Yeah. Em, did you watch anything? Or were
that
you watching
game?
His game?
Oh, yeah, no, I watched the all three other games.
Well, please tell me about all three of them, then.
So, Mountain Doomy versus Practice Squad. Kyle had a great diving catch in the end zone. Obviously, it wasn't enough because they lost by one, but it was definitely like a back-and-forth game, back-and-forth. Like, they would go down and score. B would go up the field, they come up and score. So it was obviously a very...
Did you catch who was throwing for Mountain Doomy?
No, and that's the one thing I was, like, annoyed about because I wanted to, like, I didn't see it. Because I remember, like, looking over there, like, oh, God, Jen's playing, that's awesome. And, wow, that kid's really fast, but I didn't see him.
They're all really fast. They're just something else.
And they all look the same. That's probably
why
it was QB.
Well, no, because I wasn't sure who was going to be throwing for them. Last week, one of the various Swedish kids or whatever they are tossed the ball, and they lost 28-18. It's the same team, and then this week they win by one. So maybe they made the right adjustments, maybe not, but that's still awesome for them to get their win.
Vice versus Spinelli. I saw Andy.
What was that? Did Spinelli's wear their awful jerseys? The cursed jerseys?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's why they didn't win.
Yeah. And they had
that storyline.
Even though they put up 54.
Yeah.
Still didn't win, though.
So Vice had Andy back, and I saw a couple plays. One play, he threw a bomb.
He's
Frank.
Got a fucking rocket launcher
in
his arm. It's disgusting.
And somehow he seems to, like, no-look every pass he throws. I'm like, is this just God's will? Like, do you just, is it just, like, your arm just goes
just
and somehow, like, gravity isn't a thing anymore. Yeah. The ball just goes wherever you want it to. I'm like, how does this happen?
Can he throw farther than John Langley?
Yeah.
Who can?
Who's John Langley?
Exactly.
No, I'm not saying that. I truly don't.
He is going
to
find you.
Stop explaining. It's very funny.
He listens to this. Sorry.
He is going to find you on Saturday.
No, actually, I do know who he is. Okay, never mind.
Remember, remember Billy Madison, where like that guy has that list of who, who to kill he's putting on lipstick? That's what John Lane is doing right now.
I'm on it.
The hunt for Hunt.
It's probably not the only person's list that I'm on, so
no,
I'm always looking over my shoulder.
I also think Spinelli's girls are actually, like, the quarterback uses them really well.
Yeah, they're
like,
awesome.
They were great.
I think they're
very underratedly good.
Mm-hmm. Like everybody, yeah. Like everybody knows who Katie is, but
yeah.
the other two, Audrey and I forget the other girl's name because I'm a terrible person. But yeah. I know who you're talking about.
And then also Smelly has a new guy, I think his name's Sheldon, to the team, and he was.
They also have. Fantastic. Yeah, they also have DeMario Rhodes back. He played for them a few seasons ago. He's someone I used to go to school with.
See, look at George dropping knowledge that I would never have known.
And then what's the other game?
The other game was Blitzkrieg winning 37-33 over Superior.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That game was cool because Riley threw most of the time.
She's going to be the quarterback. That's awesome.
Lauren took over at the end, but I have to give props. I think his name's Andy.
Okay, sure.
We'll pretend sweater guy. Andy. Blitzkrieg. QB.
Light red hoodie guy?
Yeah. He QB'd.
I don't think his name's Andy, but go on.
Whatever. Alex,
I call him Cholo, but I think light red hoodie guy is who he is.
Yeah. Alex was there but not playing, and he was...
Wait, Alex was there and didn't even play?
Yeah.
What bullshit. If he can make it, he can play.
I sucked for them once, and it was like an experience, that's for sure.
Why was it an experience, Sarah? Do tell.
Well, I mean...
I asked that as she was drinking.
Yeah.
Was it poor, or was it exciting?
No, it was a good experience. It was fine. It was a little...
Go on.
I remember her telling me about it.
You he sound like a nice person who's trying not to talk shit.
He has his little like play thing on his wrist. There's and nothing everyone wrong with was like wearing one, but then you were like throwing them to different people on and off the field because it was confusing
it
at
seems
first.
To me
it was
like,
a little chaotic.
It seems more like you just
and he just kept telling me, I'm a high school football coach, and I'm like, cool.
Okay. Neat.
But it was fun. It was fun. They were all very nice.
I was the bachelorette.
And then someone
yeah, right?
also got I don't know. There was almost a fight in that game. It's weird.
Fair enough, but because I had heard that.
Oh, that was the game where like all those 16-year-olds were playing, and Topper had to come over and be like, "You need to show me your ID or something." And they're like, "We don't have it." And he's like, "Then leave."
He's like, "When were you born?" They couldn't tell. Him.
Yeah.
All right.
Were
he's
you
like,
born?
"You gotta go."
2020.
Yeah.
So
didn't he have
like a forfeit anyway?
And they're like, "I don't have a social."
Yeah. And he's like, "Yeah, I know you're underage."
I love that. So, did we catch all these games? Yeah,
let's move on
to the two games that were played at noon.
Okay, that's my cue. 12 o'clock games. Past Our Prime, 36. Gray Hair, Don't Care, 32. 716, 35. And Itches and O's, 9.
So, did anybody catch the 716 game? Yeah?
I saw a little bit of it. I saw Derek start at QB, and he overthrew his receiver twice, like,
By a lot.
30 yards. Yeah, like there was a white tent.
Why would you know this? You should be focused on the game.
Because he told me.
You should be in the other game.
He told me, and he said that he pulled himself.
Yeah, so he pulled himself to QB and had Dylan in, and Dylan just crushed it. He was
Wait, Dylan was the quarterback there?
Yeah, because he's on the roster as receiver.
Yeah, I thought that too.
And then, like, at the end, I heard Itch's family yelling. I don't know if they were yelling at each other or the other team, but
that's just how they talk.
Obviously, it didn't end well for them because they were mad.
I heard Steve screaming at a ref about a rule not being a rule.
I wonder what rule that is. I don't know. Steve will tell me though. Like he's gonna listen to this, and then he'll post on the Facebook what the rule was. And I'm saying this specifically because he's gonna do it now, and now I want to know what it was. I wasn't here, so I have no fucking clue.
Yeah.
But that's exciting. Yeah. It sucks that they lost, but like that 35-9. But shout out to 716. I wasn't sure how they were gonna be because it seems like they kind of revamped their roster because then they jump up two divisions or something. They were in D5 last year. No, I think they were.
He was in D5. He had an Eric. I can never say Eric's last name.
Pochinski. I know who you're talking about. It's that guy that I never know, but he's really good. Yep.
He played in D1 with Bobby. He also played in D5 with me and Coach Jay.
Yep.
And he's really, really good.
Yeah, but he also had Kayla Voss and he has James. Redheaded James.
And Dylan.
Salato.
Yeah, Salato.
Yeah. He's got a
red-headed
lot of smart.
Ginger James.
He has a lot of smart athletes on the team.
Right.
Yeah.
It could be a very dangerous team. Yeah.
Good. That's what we need. We need more unexpected dangerous teams. Mm-hmm. I think that always makes the league.
It's nice, too, because he has 3 QBs on his roster who could also be receivers. So,
yeah.
Like I said, Derek wasn't feeling it. Could have been a different game if he was in the entire game. Yeah.
It's not a bad problem to have, that's for sure. And then Past Our Prime, 36. Gray Hair, Don't Care, 32. Past Our Prime plays their first game of the season. I'm pretty sure they didn't play last week. So
yeah, it was their first game.
I don't know who Hogan has. George is about to tell me. He's biting his bottom lip angrily, which means they let one slip away. Tell me all about it, bud.
Yeah,
Yeah, we lost on a Hail Mary.
Oh, shit, really? Who caught it?
Oh, I saw that.
The only kid on the team that I have no idea who he is.
What does he look like?
Kind of nerdy looking. Not in a bad way.
What? Yeah, okay. Not in a bad way.
I'm not very non-descriptive in a way.
Right? Yeah, he's the only... Not to say this to be mean,
is he
but
the young
like,
kid?
He looks like the only person on the team that's not a football player. Like, they have a bunch of guys
so
that literally...
Hogan caught the Hail Mary.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Minus the quarterback.
I know.
But
Hogan's definitely listening. He's laughing his ass off.
They pulled ahead of us pretty quick, and then I switched to rushing, and they didn't really score that much after I started rushing.
You played six games and rushed for one of them?
Yeah.
Jesus, you are not smart sometimes.
But he had a hard time scoring when I switched to the rush, and then on the Hail Mary, everyone's like, no, you need to be in the end zone. I'm like, dude, he can't throw over me. But then we switched, and they got in the end zone, and it just batted around a couple times. Perfectly to this random kid in the back of the end zone.
I do have to say, on your team, though, I looked over and I saw Hogan throwing to Amy in the end zone. I was like, wow, what a catch. But then Bieta knocked it out of her hand.
Yeah.
And that's why that's what I was trying to say. Yeah. Like, everyone's like, oh, but we need you in the back. And I'm like, no, we have people that can play defense. We're fine.
Nerdy kid, did he have a backwards hat?
Yes.
I think it's Brian Monroe. That's my guess on
it
being Brian.
He caught it.
Brian's fantastic, and he just won a hockey championship, too, so maybe you shouldn't talk shit about his athleticism.
Mm-hmm.
He had a really cool Bret Hart.
Okay, but when you have, like, John, who plays flag football, travel all over the country, you have AD, who travels all over the country,
it's
playing
just because
travel
George
football.
Doesn't know who he is.
And, he doesn't look like the rest of his team.
Yeah.
What does the rest of his team look like?
Better than gray hair, that's for sure.
Clearly.
He looks like a winner, that's what it is. Shout out to that Hail Mary loss. That's pretty fun. It's always exciting.
But we also didn't have Kayla Voss. She had to go play for 716.
Did she get hurt before?
She tore her ACL. Yeah.
Is that what happened?
This is what she's coming back for. And she's like slowly taking it.
Yeah,
moving. She won't do certain rounds because of it right now.
I feel that, girl.
She's trying to make sure she's smart about it.
It's a nightmare.
I feel like if you're still scared to do cuts and stuff, maybe it's just not time to play. Especially like
I think you have to get over that mentally, though. Like, eventually she'll probably start trying things. Like, it's such a mental game at first.
I've never torn my... Well, I might have and just never actually got a fix.
She's made a couple plays already, and it's like, dude, you're full. You're like, you're back.
Yeah.
I have. You have to definitely build up your confidence before you're ready to,
absolutely.
All right. Well, that was all for our two games of noon because I believe we had two games get rescheduled or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Only half-assed pay attention. I wasn't there. So let's go to our 5 1 o'clock games as read to us by Sarah.
All right, 1 o'clock games. Tight ends in motion, 31. Eyes downtown, 26. Vaspian, 45. Buffalo Vice, 23. Tox, 45. Cobblestone, 36. Not So Sticky, 34. Superior Moser Squad, 26. Lenny's Ladies, 20. And Two Tutties, 12.
So I want to shout out Tox really quick. I'm going to shout out Jenna because she demanded to be on the podcast but then got screwed by like a family party thing. So she bailed and felt like crap. But she wanted to come here to gloat about how Tox started out 1-0. They were undefeated for a certain amount of time, and like, you know, because everybody kind of just thinks they're going to get beat up in D4, which I still kind of think they're going to get beat up in D4. But they took out Cobblestone, who I think is 0-3 now.
Right? Yeah.
So they're 0-3 now, but I don't know what's going on there, but there's a lot of infighting. We'll talk
about it. They were arguing in the parking lot after this.
Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff, right?
So it's an old Southside team.
It's all, is it really?
It's like
pretty much. They took a bunch of them.
I don't think AD was on Southside. AD's been on Cobblestone for a minute.
Yeah,
but I don't
know.
Well,
he was playing with Southside and
yeah.
Cobblestone, I think, last session.
No, he couldn't be because he's always been with Hogan.
Really?
They're boys, yeah. But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So shout out to Tox. I don't know who did what. Jenna was just going to be here to talk about it. Oh, you know.
Yeah.
You know everything. This is great. Best co-host ever.
In that game, it was really... I saw Mike, I think his name is, on Cobblestone.
Sure.
He made a couple great catches, and then Daryl threw deep to, I don't know his name, he's somebody who I think used to be on Cobblestone, on Southside. He threw deep to him a ton in that game, and then Tox, I saw it adjusted to how they were playing defense, and then came back and won.
That's awesome. Yeah. Good for Tox, good for Jenna to want to come on and talk shit, but I'll just half talk shit for her, that's fine. Not So Sticky, 34, Superior Moser Squad, 26. Did you watch this one?
Yeah, I saw the game. It was pretty cool because Superior Moser Squad had a girl throw. Christine threw for Not So Sticky.
I love all of that.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it should be.
It was a good game to watch, especially because at one point I remember like watching like Christine like having I don't remember who was standing in front of her, but somebody was standing in front of her, and she's like drawing on their chest like the routes. And I'm like, yes, get it, girl.
Dude,
like,
Christina's
running the freaking huddle. Like, yes.
She was on the initial Lenny's Ladies back in the day.
Yeah.
And I remember her just like walking in and just saying like, all right, we're gonna do this, this, and this. She's,
right.
She was playing with a broken hand. I'm pretty sure.
That's
too,
why she's a MD.
Yeah.
She's smart all around.
Yeah,
she's very smart. Yeah.
She. I think people underestimate her. I think she's. Because she's very good at football, and
mm-hmm.
I still think, like, and I can say it now because Kroll's not here to, like, pump it up, too, because he loves his wife. Good for him. But she's very underrated still. Like,
mm-hmm.
People don't realize how good she can be because she's fast.
So
she's got killer hands.
Yeah.
Like,
she runs great routes,
yeah.
clean
she
routes.
She threw against
yeah.
gray hair a couple times, too, and I was mm-hmm. telling everyone that she can throw, and everyone's like, that's fine, that's fine. I'm like, no, she can throw.
No, it's
yeah.
not fine.
Right.
But in that whole game, like, the girls just fucking owned it
yeah.
on both sides. Like, Christina's amazing. I don't want to take away from her. But
mm-hmm.
both Riley
yeah,
and Lauren killed it in that game also.
So they're switching. You said Lauren threw twice now. So they're both just, like, alternating? What's
sort
happening?
I think Riley throws most of the time.
Yeah.
But at the end of both games, I saw Lauren go.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Lauren throw a couple passes.
Yeah.
Nice. Let's see what happened. So tight ends came out. They beat Eyes Downtown 31-26.
I think it was the last play.
Yeah,
it was.
It was close.
I remember hearing the Klecklers go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's awesome. But you kind of like half made the point that I was going to make for me. Tight ends had a very untight ends year last year. Like they got kind of beat up. It was rough.
Well, and I talked to Dave about this a little bit, or maybe, I don't know who I was talking to, but someone on tight ends, probably Dave. they were just saying like they had so many guys on the team last year, and obviously they kind of changed up the roster a little bit. Like I don't think... who's not a,
they had Seth Rowe, which was different.
Yes,
yeah,
Seth is on Eyes Downtown
so
now,
Bro
right? And
now,
and Bro's
yeah.
back, and so they just said like with less guys and all that, like in the huddle trying to like
control yeah.
everything and be
mm-hmm.
like, you know,
too many people
I'm,
don't understand
I'm the one,
that
like
they
I'm the target.
Just
they
shut
just
up.
They're meshing
they
better.
They need to shut up.
Yeah,
know your role.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
it's
you're,
like,
so they're saying they cut
Ben
Stack and they got better.
You know, you said it first.
I love that, but a lot of people don't, and it's
yeah.
fine.
I saw him, like, push someone on tight end. I think it was, like, Dave Baker or someone randomly, and I was like, are you sad or something? Like, are your feelings
heard,
hurt?
Actually,
like, why are you being so aggressive
there
right
was
now?
Somebody new to the fields. I heard this story later on in the day, and they were walking up, and they saw somebody make, like, an amazing catch in that game, and they scored. And this person has no clue who it is, but they're new to the league. They don't know how it works. They walk up to the person. They go, that was an amazing catch. That was awesome. The guy, like, flies, yeah, that was fucking awesome. And everybody immediately was like, that was Ben Stack, wasn't
yeah.
it? And, like, it was. It was amazing.
Oh, my God.
But it's still cool.
Yeah.
But, hey, shout out to tight ends. Tight ends' other problem, of course, was that, like, all of their fantastic girls just bailed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's always a problem. But now I don't know who they have. I actually don't know who their girls
are.
Well,
they have Joy, who was not there yesterday.
Okay.
I believe Amber subbed for them, and Katie was there.
That'll do it. Also, you know, there's enough pieces of, like, PG Platoon playing in this league that they need to just come back.
Right?
Like, what is
yeah.
happening?
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about PG Platoon.
I know.
The Joy plays. Lisa
wow.
is on Cobblestone. He might have been the guy that was getting open deep, honestly. He's really good. And then,
Yeah, that is him.
Dean, yes.
It was him, because we were playing right next to them.
Yep.
Yeah, that's him.
And then, whatchamacallit, I think Dean is on the sticky roster. But
probably.
I don't know. But he hasn't shown. I don't know. Well, he wasn't there last week. But he might. Maybe he will show.
He wasn't there last week either.
I know they got to watch some Georgia football games, so maybe they can't make it. I miss those guys. They were cool. It was great. Like their dad used to play in Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Like, ah, we need that.
Oh, that was awesome.
Then they all spit out kids, and that just ruins your life apparently. And that's what it is. let's see what else.
Vaspian.
Vaspian was a little rough for a minute there because they were.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of talked shit about them. I think at the end of the last podcast, right?
Yeah.
Or was it just with Jeff? Maybe we talked about it where they just didn't have a roster set,
right.
blah, blah,
yeah.
But they got it together, and
yeah.
they really got it together.
Yeah, well, I saw that game, and Andy did not help them out. He threw them, I think, 4 picks.
Oh.
So
well, that'll do it.
Every time I looked over, like, Andy just threw another pick, and I was like, ooh.
You're just, like, okay. rapidly shaking your head. And
yeah,
like, I can't
yeah,
believe it.
Yeah,
I'm so
right?
shocked.
But that was pretty much the story of that game.
hey, Vaspian made the plays. They got a
oh,
big
and
win.
Drew. Oh, I did see Drew was playing QB for Vaspian, and
yeah.
he was scrambling.
I think he was receiver at some point, too, because I feel like I looked over at that game, and I just remember Drew screaming, he pulled my hair!
Well, cut your hair.
Yeah. And I was like, oh.
It's legal.
Yeah.
But that's cool. And then, so then, in the last game, Lenny's Ladies 20, 2 Tutties 12. George, you're the quarterback for my girls. Tell me what happened.
Well, I showed up late because the games on field one were behind.
You bum. Who played for it?
Travis got the first drive in.
Oh, he's already trying to sink his teeth into stealing my girls.
He did throw a touchdown, too.
To who?
Bull believe it was to Maddie.
I knew it. I already knew what you were going to say.
I believe it was to Maddie. It was either Maddie or Ashley. I can't remember which
probably
one it was.
Probably Maddie.
Ashley's a superstar, too.
Yeah, Ashley, she got 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, but Travis trusts Maddie more.
Yeah. Well, Maddie also apparently had an interception before I got there, too.
Nice.
So I walked in with, a 9-point lead.
And you didn't blow it.
Nice. Yes. It's honestly, so I was already like kind of dying by that point, and we got up. I mean, Maddie's really good. Ashley's really good. Katie, I fucking gunned a ball at her. Excuse my French, but I ripped it at her, and she's not wearing gloves. And as soon as I let go of it, I'm like, shit, I should not have thrown that. And she just snagged it right on my ear.
So what you just said is something that always bothers me with dudes who throw balls to women. They always say, like, oh, no, I threw it too hard to them. And people just, like, seem to forget that a lot more women in this league can catch that than
yep.
not.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I always laugh when, because I always hear that, like, oh, like I remember when we first started playing, and Easton used to say, he's like, oh, well, I don't want to, like, fire it at them because, you know, maybe they'll, like, drop. Like, no, just fucking throw it at them. Just
honestly, I feel like sometimes, and I'm, like, an average on the spectrum as far as girls go, like the ones that are floating through the air forever are the ones that I like drop.
Drop, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's just it. Like on my end of it, like I'm whatever I am. I'm just okay. But I'm more apt to catch a ball when it's rifled at me and it's like, don't think about it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You just react.
You'll catch yeah. you react, you catch it, you're good. But like when it's like floating, you're like, oh, I better do this. And then you think of like,
oh my god, here it comes.
But
man, I wonder if it's raining in California yeah. right now. Shit.
But when I mean I rifled it at her, it was about a foot and a half above her head, and she just snagged it out of the air. It was insane. And I just, like, put my head down. I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't believe in you.
Good. That's how you should. At least you admitted fault.
And then I asked them. I was like, all right, so what do you guys want to do? And they're like, let's go for two. And we just ran the same play again, and I just rifled it right at her again.
That, like, going back to that, like, that happened with Langley the week before. He was quarterback for a Bullet Club,
yep.
and he was firing him at Jess, who again has had yeah. balls fired at her face for 20 years.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I can't hit, right? Thank you. And he just, you little perv. But like, she's been doing this for 2 decades, and he's like, I can't believe that she's good. Because like,
yeah.
you know, and it's like, yeah, just whip it. She'll catch it, you know,
yeah.
unless she like breaks a finger doing it. You know, that's just the way it is.
And then, I mean,
exactly.
We were up 20 to nothing at halftime, and then it was basically, it's really friggin' hot out. Let's just get through this game. And everybody had other games right after that. And me and Maddie ended up playing each other right after that.
I love it. Who did how did the new girls do?
So Hannah is her name?
Yes.
She's very good.
All right.
She has a lot of potential. Like once she puts it together and doesn't, so she tries to like cup the ball as she comes to her with her elbows instead. And once she starts putting her hands together, she's gonna be really good. She's fast.
Yeah.
This
is why I need a whole like coaching staff for the team so that these girls can learn from people who aren't me. Go for it. Be my defensive coach. Teach them how to play defense because I can't do it. I'm terrible.
By the way, I didn't play a single down in defense that game, and the girls shut them out.
Yeah, no, that's...
Until like, the end, and we just kind of were going through the motions. Girls are amazing on defense.
I mean, I've told you this before. I walk into the huddle with that girls' team, and I call the play, and I go, remember, I'm the worst player on the team. You girls do whatever the hell you want to do. And as soon as defense comes out, I'll walk right off. I don't care.
Yep.
Let them play. This is their team. Like, it's better than that. I'm just me. I don't really care.
I played receiver one play on that, and Katie played quarterback.
Because
Katie's really good at it. And I was like,
she's a great dog.
Everybody get open. Mm-hmm. Next thing I know, Vale is 30 yards down the field, and Katie just guns it to her.
Yes,
that's
that was
amazing.
So I got to football. That was the one play that I heard. I was like, how did everything go? Like, how did Vale fit in? Because I knew Vale was going to play for us.
Yeah.
And she
Vale played amazing.
And she's recovering from pregnancy. So, like, with the worst injury a woman can have. And it puts you on the IR longer than most things. But, she comes out and Kay's like, yeah, so Vale called a stop and go for herself, and I threw it, and it worked beautifully.
Yeah,
was
it
like,
was amazing.
Was great.
So I was like, please don't throw me the ball. Please don't throw me the ball. And all of a sudden, she rifles it down the field. I'm like, oh, shit.
That's
and
awesome.
I look down, I'm like, oh, my God.
It's amazing. It was spectacular. I loved hearing that. So it's running a little long, just gloating about women. So let's go to 2 o'clock games, Sarah.
All right, 2 o'clock games, practice squad. 28, Tide, Itches and O's, 28, Legends, 51, Free Ballers, which was a D1, D2 crossover game, Free Ballers, 28, Interdimensional Lightning Falcons, 21, and Tox, 13, Passing Well Intoxicated, 30, and Let's Get Wrecked, 19.
Okay, so do you want to just talk about your Legends game with the Free Ballers, or do you not want to talk about it? You guys didn't even know it was a crossover game, so, and you didn't even know you had it until, like, Friday, right?
Honestly, we hung in there till halftime, and then, like, it just got away from us because then it became the D1 athletes taking over. And, I mean, the one great thing is we didn't complete a single pass the one down, and all of a sudden Derek just got to the end zone on sixth down and caught it over Sean and Chris.
Nice.
For a Hail Mary right before halftime.
I think I saw Talia had a really good catch.
Talia played amazing.
She's so like Talia's she's been very asleep underrated. For like forever, right?
Yeah.
And she's always been like the same for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, like the last two seasons, she's just I don't know, like the proverbial light bulb went off, and she's just like been significantly
ever better. Since I started. When I was playing quarterback for Free Ballers, she was my favorite target.
Yeah.
She has great hands.
I feel like she can run the same route over and over and over and over. And she's going to catch it every time, no matter if she's covered or not. Like, it's crazy.
Yep. She's at this point now where she's going to run around, catch the ball, score a touchdown, and then fuck it.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, people don't realize how good on defense she is.
Yeah,
she is. She is amazing in coverage.
She is.
But, I mean, other than that, that's, I mean, Chris and Sean, and they all just kind of took over.
What did you watch this time?
I watched the ILF Talks game.
Good. Let's hear about it.
The one play that stands out to me the most is Christina Nelson, like, an out and grabbed a ball, and a guy tried to hit the ball out of her hand, and she fucking, like, took it and fucking ran up the field. I was like, yes!
You get so pumped when women do stuff.
Because
you
it's
love
so
that shit.
Good to, like, have them do well in the league. I love to see
it's
it.
It's great. Like, especially just, like, okie-doking dudes and shit. It's always the best. You do all that nonsense. But yeah, so ILF came out. They beat Tox, the previously undefeated Tox until this moment. But
and then I actually went over and talked to the Passing Well Intoxicated crew.
They're a riot. I love those
people. Yeah, they were a lot of fun.
There's a lot of cool people. The Colorado Mike team. I love Buddy. And then Amanda's over there. I know there's other people there.
Like, backstory, I didn't know that all of them went to Holland, which I did also, but I'm a couple years ahead of them, so I had no idea.
Backstory? I don't know that either. Fantastic.
Right? Yeah. Shout out to Holland.
Was their quarterback intoxicated?
No.
Not
but
this week.
Backstory. Their quarterback knows Notre Dame.
Buddy? Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, Denver.
He's on Let's Get Wrecked. Yeah, he lived above Dave in his old apartment. Yeah. So, Denver. He's
also. Cool.
Now, hold on. We have a player named Denver?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. Is he like a ridiculous character? You have to be with a name like
no.
that.
No.
Wait, so a guy named Colorado Mike
he definitely
went against
like
a guy named Denver?
Oh!
Yeah, George, great realization. Denver versus Colorado. Oh, the Tap the Rockies finest. I love it.
Also, that's another shout out to girls. Carly plays on Let's Get Wrecked, who's never played football before.
Mm-hmm.
So good for her.
How's she doing?
Good, except she pulled her hammy apparently in volleyball
she did,
a couple weeks ago. Or last week, so.
Why'd you say that while rolling your eyes?
No, I didn't. I was thinking.
She was thinking. Hold on. She was probably just thinking flashbacks of, Deke's playing sports and then comes to football and gets pulled hammy.
Yeah. She, I think.
I subbed for them in like the last 2 minutes of that game.
Yeah.
Because I said I subbed for them like the last 2 minutes of that game because I think Talia was playing in whatever other game because she's on their roster.
It seems like certain fields were not on time and it kind of like screwed things up.
Yeah.
Like two fields were like super backed up.
Field four was over a half hour behind.
Mm-hmm.
By the end.
Same with field one.
That's such a bummer. But we do have that bonus field where we can move games to, which I guess games near the end did get moved. So at least we tried to counterpunch all that other stuff happening. Well, let's see what else. So practice squad tied Itches and O's at 28, and I think that's kind of awesome. Like, another tie. So, like, Itches and O's got blown up before. One of the issue was they've obviously fixed it. Practice squad had just lost to Mountain Dew Me. So, I mean, going 0-1-1 on the day is interesting. But,
like I said,
I think D3 is going to be incredibly competitive, and I'm not looking forward to playing games every week because you just want to win by a lot sometimes, you know? But that's okay. What else happened that we talked about everything else? So let's just scroll on to the 3 o'clock games so we can start getting out of here.
All right, 3 o'clock games. ILF, I guess you call them, 26.
Yeah, it's a lot easier.
Cobblestone, 14. Let's Get Wrecked, 43. Today's Feast, 12. TMA, 42. Passing Well Intoxicated, 30. And Punt Cakes, 34. Lenny's Ladies, 8.
So I'll talk about the TMA game first because Prim is nice enough to send me notes on the game.
Of course.
All about himself.
No, actually, he's,
wow.
You know, everybody's going to give Prim shit for primming.
Well,
he did it for a decade, and I get it, but, like, he's just not that guy anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And he's, I think he's just...
So his frontal lobe finally developed?
I guess so, but...
ripe age of whatever age he is.
Whatever. He's in love. He's a good dude.
Oh, he's in love.
I love Prim, so I don't really care. But they finally had their whole roster, and they took on Pesma and Intoxicated that knocked them out of the playoffs last year. So it was kind of like a moderate revenge game. But all he said was that Ryan played maybe the best game he's seen in a while. He was lights out at quarterback. And then, I don't know if he's just giving shout outs to her to spite me, just to fuck with me, but Val had another killer game. She had 3 touchdowns.
She did.
She's just balling out. So, like, good for her.
Yeah.
And that's just it. You watched it?
I did. I saw it.
Say
I was,
more.
Cause
did
I was,
you play in it?
Oh, no, yeah. I was sort of like subbing for
Let's Get Wrecked.
Also, because they were like, maybe we need a third girl, maybe we don't. Like one of those things, like I might need a sub, I might not. And I'm like, okay, I'll just stand here. So I was sort of watching both games. But yeah, she did have some great catches, like over the middle of the field, like just a bunch of people around her randomly and just like twisting. It was crazy. I was like, well, how did you even catch that? But she did.
I guarantee you she doesn't know how she got it.
And I think she said something like, I'm glad I did those like soccer drills. And she did like some little like footwork. And I was like, yeah.
I have no idea what that's going on. But that's
I don't know. But that she did.
I love it. So TMA gets a little bit of revenge. And it's cool because TMA was actually losing at halftime. They were down by 6.
Yeah.
So like good comeback, whatever. Let's see. ILF took on Cobblestone. They won 26-14. Cobblestone, something's wrong.
I ref that game.
Oh, do tell.
I just felt like Cobblestone, either they're fatigued or whatever the case may be.
Weren't they fighting during the game? Like, I heard a lot of, because I got to watch some of these games, and it seems like
players were mad at, like, Daryl tried to force the ball on one guy repeatedly. Sorry, I don't know his name.
It doesn't matter.
But AD and whoever else was open on the other side of the field, like,
three or four times,
and AD was just mad because he wasn't getting the ball, rightfully so. But that was pretty much the story of the game. And Joe Miano's no-looks are also great. Like Sarah said before, like, I don't fucking know how he does it, but he's no-looking to everybody, and they were smashing it, so...
The no look is like huge as a quarterback.
Yeah.
Like once you can kind of do it well, like it's really neat. Like I'm nothing for a quarterback, but I can kind of do it. And people like will always come up to you, no matter who you play and when it works. They're just like, yeah, I was just looking at your eyes the entire time, and like, holy shit, how did you do that? And I was like, I just kind of like hope for the best. My girls are pretty good, so I just got to get in like a certain
vicinity.
Zone. But I noticed that the one game we played, it wasn't working. I couldn't figure it out. It's because I was wearing my fucking sunglasses, so it didn't work.
Mm.
So, like, now I can't wear sunglasses while playing, which is a shame because, God, I love sunglasses.
Like, on Frodo, Garrett always says, I might no-look you. But, the like, I don't think he's ever
no-looked me. Yeah.
But he might.
But he might.
The one time you're not ready,
I know.
So he's going to break
exactly.
your nose.
Oh, no.
Oh, shout out to his girl. She's new to the league, brand new to the league, and she did a go route. She was in the end zone. One of those things where he lofted the fucking ball, or her eyes are so big, she was ready to catch it, and then she drops it.
Why would you give a shout out for that?
Because she.
How rude.
She is going to be so good, I feel like.
Who is this?
It's a new girl on Daryl's team. I don't know her name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But she's going to be so good in a couple seat sessions. Like when she actually puts it all together, you can tell it's just like.
She's athletic. And this is annoying because this is where Lenny would immediately put together Coach J's like wellness
absolutely.
Camp and stuff and like train people. And maybe that's what we have to do again.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Just have people show up at probably not 8 o'clock, but 9 o'clock and just find somebody who can like show them stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if anybody wants to train, maybe we'll get Cole to do something. He like half wants to do stuff, so maybe we can get him back. He's not going to throw a football, so maybe he can help it out. Or you know what? Yeah, you're broken. You can do it.
Oh, of course.
I forgot about
I'd help. I've done my help.
I forgot about that part. I'm just using you playing. That's what it comes down to. Let's Get Wrecked beat the crap out of Today's Feast, 43-12.
Yeah. Is Today's Feast they're a new team?
So they're not new at all. They're new
D5?
D5? Because they used to
down.
They moved down because things didn't go too well in D4 for a couple seasons. So they've only been around for, I want to say, maybe 2 sessions. And
all right.
The third.
Yeah. Well, something I want to say here, just first of all, and it was mentioned on the field, everyone was wearing a black shirt. Both teams did not bring another color. So if you are playing, bring a black shirt and a white shirt. Just because it literally looked like a kid's soccer game out there. All of a sudden, like, the ball would be somewhere, and then both teams were just all in black, and it just looked like everyone was just like running around together. You could not tell what was
going
on.
I have said this 1,000 times that there's two things I want to be done for jerseys. Number one, nobody should ever be allowed to wear gray because it's fucking dumb and it's in between things. I don't care if you're wearing gray right now.
If your team name is gray hair, don't care.
Yeah.
Well, then you dye your shirts like your hair. But, and the other one is bring.
That was funny.
Bring the opposite color. If you're a dark team, bring white. If you're a white team, just bring dark. Just in case you play the other white team.
Anything.
Because I do, I tell my team this all the time. I'm like, listen, we're going to be wearing black. Bring white just in case this team is too close. We'll figure it out. You know, whatever.
I mean, I'm surprised it went as well as it did with everyone being in the right color. It's the same colors, I mean. But Denver is a quarterback on Let's Get Wrecked. I think he's going to be really good. He just has to learn. Denver, he just needs to learn the game. And you know, figure out the whole girl situation. I feel like that's always new for quarterbacks, being like, oh, I can trust the girl. I can throw it to her. She is good.
I have to throw it to her. Or I won't get too
But I don't, you know, don't get yourself stuck at 5-1 every single time. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm not saying, but.
Don't just do the little dinky pitch.
Yeah, plays. That's so lame. But no, he's a really nice guy. He's going to get along well with everyone here. He's going
to
do well.
That's what I like to hear. That leaves the last game of the day. Punk Cakes 34, Lenny's Ladies 8. I got to watch the game. You can talk about it in a second, but I can just pretty much sum it up for you. You were on like your fifth game in the sun.
That was six.
Katie Swanson, I think, played 4 games, she said. I think some other girls
Maddie's
played multiple
games. Maddie's
blister.
Maddie had a half-dollar size blister on her back of her ankle.
Both of them.
Yeah. Well, you're right. Well, the other one wasn't as big, I'll admit that. But it happened. It was brutal. But I will shout out Punk Cakes, though, because I don't know who the kid is. Little Mullet Kid?
Yeah.
He was good.
He was good.
He's fast.
He's quick as a hiccup.
But I do want to point out.
He was ID. He is like.
Okay. There we go. That's
before you get there, that was the
kid. He came up in the huddle multiple times.
So he, well, I looked at him like, man, that kid's got a baby face. But I don't want, you don't want to assume.
Right.
And Kroll was walking by. I was like, Jeff, this kid. And he's like, actually, that's the kid I ID'd last week. He's good.
That's funny.
So he's good. I mean,
good job, Jeff Kroll.
He's probably good by minutes, but like he's legal, so it's fine. But yeah, he was fast. He made some awesome plays. Like he was good. I mean, at one point near the end, he was dunking on like the team who was just like, yeah, we're tired, we don't care, it's hot, like fuck it, and that's fine. But
they had a big guy. I mean, you could tell all of our girls were exhausted, and their big guy was like, oh, throw a jump ball to me, it's just girls. And I'm like, dude, cool, do a jump ball
probably
with me,
baby
then.
Gronk, right?
See how that goes.
Yeah, but even then you were too tired because like
I
you
still
definitely
think I
you were been. Running around. Like at one point, Katie was playing quarterback. I think Ashley played quarterback at one point too.
They both did.
And I was like, "Oh, George is out there running routes," but you were running the worst routes. I've ever
seen.
Oh
yeah, they were bad.
You
I
weren't even
breathe.
Close to trying. I was like, "They should just throw it up to George." He's like, "I'm not even trying." I'm like, yeah, fuck you, George.
I couldn't breathe.
Don't play 5 games, Dick. Like, what are you gonna do?
Six games.
Cool. Maybe we don't. Man, we should probably not publicize it, but that's what it is. So that'll pretty much do it for the games
fine.
There.
It was fine with Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. But, yeah, so the games, I mean, a lot of fun stuff happened. Two ties is still ridiculous.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, what? I feel like we get, like, one tie a year, and then we get two in the same week. But that's the magic of TSL. We started off with Topper showing up in a Ferrari, and then we ended with everybody else.
Is it blue? Is it silver? That's going to be the I need to know the answer next
week. He's got to come next
week.
Yeah.
Topper, you're not going to listen to this, but if you do, you have to show up again in your Ferrari so that we can determine what color your car actually is. It doesn't count if you just text us the answer.
Right. Doesn't happen until you're there.
We don't care about your opinion.
Oh, also, Hogan said he's going to show up at Topper's house one day just to get a ride randomly.
Weird.
Oh,
I really hope that happens. Like, I want that to happen more than most things.
He said
life.
He's just gonna knock on his door and ask for a ride.
I don't doubt that.
That would be fucking cool.
He's gonna have like a 6-pack. Be like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, okay, here we go. So that's it for this. So now we're gonna move on to our winners and losers of the week, because everybody knows Sarah, you got anywhere close to prepared for this, because you're gonna go first. So George, you're going first.
Oh wow! All right.
So just pick a winner of the week, and then everybody will go around. We'll do a loser of the week after that, and. Then we'll get to our final thoughts and we'll skedaddle.
I'm going to actually have to say Ashley on Lenny's Ladies.
All right, I love this. Go on.
She was teaching the new girls how to play while we were playing.
Well, they're all like best
awesome.
Friends. Like, these are her girls, so to speak.
Okay.
But
she told me I had to write it out, but even like when I told them stuff, she would actually, as we're walking through the huddle, she was telling them exactly what to do, how they have to do it. It was actually pretty cool to see like someone teaching someone on the go. And they were doing very well because of it. That's it.
Okay, that's cool. Emily.
Mine's actually like completely, I guess, different. Mine's Jessie Keita, because she stepped up and rapped and did a really good job.
Yes, I heard. About, I heard she did really well with that.
She did
that
in ladies' game.
Yep, I had to pay her. So you have no complaints. Obviously, you were in it.
It was very good. Her and Garrett ran a very good game.
That's just another one where like a few people have been stepping up and refereeing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of awesome. All right, we killed it as much as you could time wise.
So you can go first, Joachim.
Absolutely
just
not.
Waiting
I
to hear your
historically
thoughts.
Go last. That's it
oh historically never okay. Winners of the week. Well, I would
yourself,
say
yeah, not ditching the podcast.
Well, that's on being unemployed, sort of. But I would say some of the guys on Frodo, it was fun because, and I don't want to like, I don't know.
Do your thing, it's fine.
So we were playing defense, whatever. I know it's my team, but I think a lot of the girls in the past like have been concerned about when they're, you know, covering. They're like, just tell me what to do, like so afraid. And everyone was like, just do whatever you feel is right. You're going to have fun. That's all we're here for. And I just want to spread that around the league a little more. No one should really be yelling at anyone.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. This is football.
I know.
It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's just,
especially
it's
at least
to.
The refs. Don't yell at them.
I don't do that.
Yeah. I didn't see a whole lot of that except for Travis screaming, I have the right to run my route over and over again.
Yeah. Okay.
So maybe that's my loser of the week. I don't know.
My winners of the week are female quarterbacks. I think it's awesome that
good choice.
I think it's great where like before we had a couple of seasons ago we had Gucci show up where Kelly Kane was thrown in. That was always awesome because she was a full time Jenner QB. A few times for Lenny's ladies, like we said before, Katie Swanson throws. She has a good time. Mm-hmm. You said Ashley was throwing. Riley has her own team, which I think is great. Lauren Moser's throwing for it, which is spectacular. But then because of that, shout out to Not So Sticky for having Christine throw again. That's all awesome. And that's just like, that's what makes this league a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You know, the lower divisions, like, they're competitive, but they don't have to be like crazy people, D1 stuff. So you can have more fun like that, which is what I've discovered you do. You have a lot more fun on it. So just the female quarterbacks and just doing it. Because quarterbacking sucks. It's hard. Some, you know, until you do it for a while and you get the reps in, like, nobody's gonna walk in and be like cold. You know, it's just never gonna happen. So getting the reps in and them doing it, it's just awesome. And I love to see it. I wanna see more of it, you know, like let's just do it. Like, why not? Maybe we'll make a breakfast club where it's all female quarterbacks.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That'd be
I would
a good
never
idea.
Do that.
I could do that.
Can you?
Or at least make it like female quarterback week or something.
Lie,
you could
of
do
girls
that.
In this league that can throw.
I know they can throw, but like would they wanna do it full time?
Yeah, if it's breakfast club, I would.
You should do female quarterback week. Where everyone has to have like
female
a
female quarterback tournament?
Yeah.
The randomizer tournament? Topper? Ooh. All right. Ideas are flowing now.
Yeah.
Coming.
Topper would definitely be there for that. That's exciting. So now we're going to move on to our losers of the week. You can't pick the sun or the fields. George, you're going first.
Heck no.
What do you got?
I'm going to sound like a really big dick for saying this, but the Legends are my loser. They're too good.
Go on. That's just bitter.
You can't have.
No,
it's really hard to play a team like. When you have six of the top 10 top athletes in the whole league on the same team. Yeah, well, it's hard to when they just take them off your team and be like, hey, come play with the Legends.
They didn't take them off your D3 roster.
No.
We just weren't allowing that anymore.
It's just I've witnessed it. They're trying to get certain people
to
play.
Didn't Sean stop playing with the free ballers because of somebody?
Oh, I'm not talking about Sean.
Wait, who would they take off free ballers of?
They didn't take anybody off free ballers. I'm just saying I've witnessed them trying to get come on.
Travis is that guy.
When you're trying to get
Travis
a girl on a team that you shouldn't be trying to get.
When it comes to that stuff, he does that.
It wasn't actually about Travis.
I don't care. I know that it's Travis too.
Shout out Joey and Sean.
Well, yeah. They're the TSL's hottest couple. What did you expect?
Ooh.
Yeah. Stop trying to make
what?
It a
like
problem.
That.
I love them. It doesn't really matter. So, I get it. I get what you're saying there. It's fine. It is what it is.
It's hard to play a team like that.
It is definitely hard to play a team like that. And what do you got?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say everybody who hasn't stepped up and ref yet.
That's such a shitty answer. Do better.
Oh, okay.
No, you're going to be here every week. I'm not going to let you get bullshit answers out of the way. Pick people who suck. She's like, I'm ready to get in this fight.
Well, can you circle back to me?
No, I'm just going to let you have what you had before, but think about it for next week.
All right, cool.
Sarah, who's your loser of the week?
My losers of the week is
plural,
anyone who didn't donate to the Next Gen fundraiser.
Yeah.
That
Sarah.
Emily
we are doing it next
and,
week.
Yeah. Huge, like, I think it's an amazing cause. I don't know if you want to, like, sell it here for a minute?
No, go ahead. Sell it again. So you were selling squares this week. It'll be for the Bills-Rams game. I know that. Yeah. I bought square 81. Yes.
Right.
$25 a square.
Yes.
And what does it go to?
We are raising money for a scholarship to send first-generation students to school.
And if you try to make this political, you know who you are. You're just the worst person ever.
Ben Stack is my loser of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, I tried to sell a square to him, and he made it political about Biden, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, Lord, and I just walked away.
And that's not what this is
about
at
all. We are just trying to help out kids.
Yeah, seriously.
School.
That's it. It's fine. So you can't win.
And it's football squares, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
it's gambling. Just guess what? Here's the thing. If you would have just said you had football squares, then
yeah,
he told me he doesn't gamble. I was like, all right, cool, we're done.
If you don't gamble, you don't gamble. That's one thing. We don't judge that.
Oh, there's winners and losers in football, so technically that's gambling.
No, there's not.
I'm just being a dick about it.
Being a Duke is the same thing. You're being a Duke, and anybody who likes Duke is a piece of shit. So it's fine.
Anyway, buy some squares. Woo. Yeah,
yes, we're gonna have it next week.
I like how your losers turned into a positive thing. Like, I love that.
Well,
for you.
I really like it. I didn't know that you guys were doing this. You guys are potentially planning a tournament and things like that. And I think
that's
it's
awesome,
a great
July
idea. Great
July is
thing
so
for
far from now.
Potentially
people
July
15th. Out there who may not have.
I'm not
going to
remember
July.
I'm not
going to
remember.
Otherwise,
we'll be at the Bills Fieldhouse.
I'm still not going to remember it. It's so far from now. Remind me when we get closer.
Oh, for sure. Well, are you kidding me?
I can't remember that far in advance. But my loser of the week is obviously Ricky Recchio. He guaranteed he'd be on the podcast when he had all of this piss and vinegar on how he was going to talk shit about the entire league, because he's going to call them all out how they don't come to the bar as much anymore and they don't challenge each other to drinking games and have fun like we used to, like before COVID happened and all this other jazz. And he was going to do all this stuff. And I said, good, you're going to be my podcast buddy. Can't wait for you to be on. And then he proceeded to apparently just get, as he said in his text message, lost in the sauce. And therefore, he could not make it. And therefore, maybe you're the problem, Rick. Maybe you're not as good as you think you are. Maybe you want to be better, but you're not.
What happened to Uber?
I don't know. Not really a me problem at this point. Nope. Not a problem. I know, right? So Ricky came out. Ricky claimed he was going to come out here and call out the entire TSL, but instead I think the entire TSL should call out Ricky for not really sticking to his promises.
Instead, he's sitting at home with his tail between his legs right now. Too afraid.
You know about his tail?
Oh. No.
That's funny. But, so I'm pretty sure he'll be on to dispute this at some point and challenge everybody to drinking matchups and all that other shit. I know, right? Because, like, you said it once before, but old flaky Ricky Recchio won't be there, but it's all right. So that's it. We're getting to our final thoughts because it's only, well, we're not, this isn't even that long of a show. Spectacular. So final thoughts, as you guys should have known at this point. Anything you want to say about anything, just go for it. George, you are up first.
Well, I was going to actually talk about the next gen sports, but now that's gone. So, honestly, just it's really nice to see everybody again. It wasn't that long of a break, but it was still nice to come back and have football going. We have something to look forward to every week again.
Give me something better than that.
Oh, man. All right.
Because it's so listen, you've been on this show like 5 times in the last seven episodes.
Yeah, I always talk about how great the girls are.
Yeah, they're fantastic. We get it. Girls are great. The league is fun. I want something of substance. Give the people something better than that.
Oh, okay, can we come back? I can
have
something good then.
Sure. We can go to you.
Where the hell is Trish?
Dynamite work.
Can't top that one. Trisha has had stuff to do.
Don't care.
She's had weddings and stuff.
Fucking make an appearance once.
She fell in love, and now she's got to do, couple stuff, like weddings and
lame.
Nonsense.
Do it together here. Bring him.
We should. Oh. She should bring him. I wonder if he's ready for that.
He's
dating Trish. He's, of course he's ready for football.
Or he's in shock.
She's dating my best friend's cousin.
Oh, my God. This sounds
so
like...
He's a really nice guy. He used to live with Garrett.
Oh, that's right.
There's Garrett. I mean, Garrett just says he's not athletic. He can't play, whatever.
He can drink.
You know how many people play football that aren't
athletic?
Exactly.
That's all you have to do is be able to drink, I feel like.
That's actually the biggest key for sure.
Yeah.
I love it.
Which we know he can do.
Yeah. He's dating Trish, and she's a... good time.
She is something.
Yeah.
I love Trisha, so it's fine. I do miss her, but you're right. Where the fuck is Trish? Anyway.
I know.
Sarah, your actual final thought?
My actual final thought, thanks for having me back. It's been a long time.
It's been more than a long
time. Yeah, it's been a really long time. I'm glad I didn't retire.
Now that your court order is up, we can have you back after the last
time. Yeah, no, I'm glad I didn't retire. I didn't know if I was going to be back in the fall. I'm back in the fall. I'm already thinking.
When did you think you were going to retire?
I don't know. I was just like, hey, I kind of want my Saturdays back. And then I'm here and I'm like, this is really a good time.
This is the Saturdays I want.
It is. So I've got some more time.
A lot more time than you realize. But it's good to have you back. Of course it is.
Yes.
All right. What do you got?
I'm going to call people out.
Fantastic. Ooh. Let's go.
For all the people that think that you're going to get away with playing on two teams and not ref, you need to ref. And it's not that bad. It's not like you need to be everybody's enemy. Yeah, it's going to happen sometimes or someone's going to get angry because you did something stupid. But you have to ref, and you can't play for two teams and just think you're just getting away with it. It's not going
to
work.
Right. The only person who gets to do that is me. It's true. I'm never going to ref.
You do things for the league, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, we're doing it right now.
There's people that are literally doing stuff for the league, and you look at them and like, oh, well, he's not doing anything, but it's like people like you. You are doing a lot.
I don't do much. I basically chime in on the stuff Jeff Kroll and Topper talk about. Travis does more than people realize, too. I'll give him a little shout out there, too. I do this dumbass podcast.
Like, Jesse did an amazing job reffing.
Yeah.
Like, guys and girls, you should all be reffing. It's not, I mean, you make money off of it. Like,
sure, $25
week one,
bar.
I made $75 just for reffing.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And you immediately put it back in the bar, but that's okay.
That's why you have to have free drinks, pretty much.
Of your pocket.
You're not wrong.
Essentially.
That was much better. See, call people, that's what you got to do.
I was trying to be nice.
You're a semi-regular person now. You got to be a little more than just generic. I'm sorry.
Okay, I can deal with it.
All right, Joe K's final thoughts. So, missing football always sucks. I mean, anybody who's ever missed football and enjoyed that so much, like, understands the FOMO of, like, man, what's going on at the fields? And then, like, you do that side text to somebody who knows there, and you hope they tell you something cool happened, like, just so you still feel like you're a part of it. That was most of my day on Saturday. And then after football, I went to Val and Travis's house because we had, like, an impromptu end-of-summer thing, but it was mostly, like, just a little get-together for Val's birthday, which, by the way, today, happy birthday, Val.
Yeah. Happy birthday, I was on Facebook. Happy birthday.
Exactly. The queen of the TSL. It's her birthday. She's 27, at least that's what I'm going to say. But it's just, I had one of those days, and I always do this, like, during the season where I just talk about how much, like, the league is giving back to me. Like, I have a whole bunch of, like, family, and, I mean, not even, I don't want to say friends, because everybody's pretty much family. And, like, I had one of those reflective days where I was sitting there just playing some drinking games, playing some ridiculous games with a bunch of people that weren't in my life, you know, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, even, like, 3 years ago, 2 years ago for some people, and I'm just really lucky that I have a bunch of cool friends. That's what this league did for us. You know, it's really great. And I'm just always going to be thankful for that. Just the good things we do. I think, like we brought up, you're doing your next gen thing, right? With
Derek
the squares. That's amazing stuff going on. Who was it? Anthony Lutuka.
Yeah.
He created a cool shirt design for 26 shirts, and all the proceeds to that shirt ended up going to a kid with cancer. Mm-hmm. So like to help that out. Like it's just. This league is chock full of good people, and I think I said it before, and I'll say it again, this league will give back to you what you put into it. So the more you stick around, hang out, you're going to make new friends that, I mean, I've been here for like a decade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe not you, you're like 5 years long, that's fine. But the point is, you find good people, you meet good people, and like, it basically, I don't know, like, just it just enhances your life. So I was really thankful about that, because like, missing a week of football, I understand why I have the missing out. I'm not missing out on playing, I'm not missing out on being an alcoholic and drinking. Mm-hmm. I'm just missing out on seeing the people that I like spending 12 hours a day with on a Saturday when I could be doing anything else. But like you just kind of said, that's what Sundays are for, except during football season.
Right.
But like you just kind of said, like you almost retired but why?
Yeah.
Like this is what you want to be doing, and that's what I want to be doing. And every time I like have to miss a week, that's how I feel, and it just reminded me of that. So I'm a lucky person, but. Week 3, we only have 8 weeks. It feels like it's going by too fast, even though it also feels like it just started. But thank you everybody for listening to the show. Sarah, thank you for coming back after being here for so long.
This is fun.
My co-host Em, thanks. George, thank you for being the honest to God best fill-in ever, because you see a lot of stuff, you do a lot of stuff, and when I can't have a like Kroll knows everything, like because he just watches it. And our guest bail on us. It's great to have you there.
Of course.
So I appreciate you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for whatever. Thank you for not bitching at me for the things I forgot, because I'm sure I did it along the way. It's a lot harder to do the show when you're not here the entire day. And with that, we'll see you at the field on Saturday. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Incredible thoughts. Incredible minds. in the pitch black night. A raindrop falls from tremendous heights. A wave crashes off of a cliff in Scotland. A child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a beach shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all of humankind. Changing how we think about space and time.
Waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah,
these
yeah.
guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah.
that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind.